the Dibbuk said it.
He asked the
Chafetz Chaim.
'07.
No jokes, please. Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, Seif Gimel. Tomorrow night is exciting. I don't think we'll get to it tonight. Tomorrow night is what time, when you're supposed to light. Almost as exciting as we're. Okay, let's see. Sif Ches is where we're up to. Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Shnei Psachim. Okay, so the Mechaber Paskins, you put it on the Pesach of the Chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim. So, let's assume, we will assume, that the Mechaber is talking about that there's only one bias in the Chotzer. Or, if there's two Batim in the Chotzer, then they both belong to the same person. So that's, and that's why we'll see the din concerns itself only with Marasayan. Obviously, if there's two Batim and two people in the Chotzer, and they each have to put by the Pesach HaChotzer, so they would each be putting by a different Pesach. They each have a Chiyuv to put by the Pesach. But we're talking about Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Psnei Psachim Psnei Ruchos. So we have two entrances to the Rosh Hashanah, but they're on two different sides. Can't see one from the other. So Tzarech Ladik B'Shteyan, even though we're talking about one Balabayas, but he has to put a menorah, Neres Chanukah, on each of the entrances to Rosh Hashanah, the Me'ach Hashad, because people will say that he's not lighting. People walking by where it's not lit will say he's not lighting. The equivalent nowadays, and we'll talk about why nowadays people are not choshesh for this. Sometimes we even experience it. We go by someone's house, and you see Chanukah licht all over. You come to someone's house and there's no Chanukah licht in his window, and you wonder why. So we say, oh, he's probably not home or whatever. But there is such a feeling, especially if everybody's lighting outside. So you have to light by both, so that the people shouldn't say he's not lighting. But v'im shnei ha'psochim beruach echad, if they're on the same side, so whoever sees that one Pesach is not lit, sees that the other Pesach is lit, and v'heim b'bayis echad, the Ramah throws in, a little complicated, but we'll come back to the Ramah. But certainly, it means that it's still, and the people know it's only one person living there. Certainly, if there's two people living there, then they each have to put in a different Pesach. Not a different Pesach, but they each have to put in a Pesach. So maybe logically, they would each put in a different one. But here it is one person, and if they're both in the same side, so Dai Loi Bechad Mehem, because whoever walks by sees that there's Neres Chanukah, and he knows there's one person living here. As he sees the Neres Chanukah. Hagah, we'll come back to the Mishnah, where it'll be even more clear. The Imadlik Mishnei Psochim, in such a case, when you're lighting at two entrances to the Rishus HaRabim, Eina Mavarach Rak Be'echad, Mehenu B'Sheni Imadlik Lo Baracha, because it's not a real Chiyuv Hadlaka. It's not a real Chiyuv Hadlaka, it's only Marasayan. Miu, B'Zman Hazeh, Shekulam Adzikim B'Fnim Mamish, Ein Hecker Lebnei Rishus HaRabim Klau Afilu Yesh L'Chotzer Olubayas Harbei Psochem L'Harbei Ruchos. And the people are lighting at the Pesach, I guess he means, or obviously he means, so Ein Mavlikin El Pamachas Bifnim, because they're lighting on the inside, and there's no Hecker for Rishus HaRabim, there's no Marasayan, because everybody inside knows what's going on. So but it does leave open the question, let's say, first of all, for us, it does leave us with a question, because we're not really, we're not aware, I don't know if you're aware, but we're not careful about this halacha nowadays. Even now in Eretz Yisrael, when people are lighting outside as a matter of course, Or even if you're lighting in your window, because you have a window less than 20 amos on the ground, you could easily have two, and your kavana is to light for the people outside. So that's how you're focused on that mitzvah. And you could easily have two windows, one on each side of the house, and people could be walking by one side and see that there's no Ner Chanukah in the window. So we'll take care of that. We'll discuss it. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Nun, Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Pshnei Psochim, Hu Adin Bayis. Not so clear what he means, the Shar HaTziyun. Not so clear what the source of this is, the Kolbo. Not so clear what he means. The Mechaber is talking about Chotzer Sheyesh Lo Pshnei Psochim, opening into the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so we'll say Huad in Bayis. If there's a Bayis that opens directly onto Rishus HaRabim, that would be the simplest shot. Because we had before, you have to put on the Pesach HaBayis. If that opens to the Rishus HaRabim, and the house could also have two doors, two entrances. So you have to put on both if they're on different sides. Bnei HaChashad. Sheyomru Bnei Iro, Midlo Adlik Bo, Bacharis Mamadli. I think this person's not waiting Ler Chanukah. Okay. Perhaps, it's just a thought that struck me. I don't know if it's, I mean, maybe when the mitzvah is persume nisa, it's more important not to have the chashad. This is like the anti-persume nisa. So maybe we're more makbid on persume nisa, on chashad, when the whole mitzvah is to be mefarsim from the nes. So, like so it looks like you're not.
In terms of, you know, show a lot of talking,
no, that's true. That's because it's a very chosh of a mitzvah. I didn't mean that. I meant this is like the opposite of persume nisa. You're not celebrating the neis. So maybe we're more makbid on the appearance that you're not celebrating when the mitzvah is to celebrate it. Not stam the chomer of it, the importance of it. Okay, so Baal came therefore. Afilu. And I don't know why he says afilu. I think that would be the only case. Afilu kolabotam shebuch. Oh, okay. No, I realize. Okay. Balkin afilu kolabotam shebuchot shayich lo demechad. It belongs to one person. Oshein lo shebuchot zarek bayis echad. So you only have to light one. Tzorich ladik b'shnei apsochim. I guess if there's two people there, so anyway, the two people have to light. So they might as well light in a different pesach each, rather than bunching it up in one pesach. But even if there's one person, so his whole chiyuv hadlaka is only one, so still he has to light two. Okay, beruach echad on one side, hatam the chazulei shidduk v'echad the mashal hidduk b'sheni. So they realize yodu ancheiru shemibifnimu bayis echad u'shnei apsochem shayodum lo adam echad. So they know that they don't think someone's not lighting their Chanukah. V'day la'adlik v'mokum echad. Okay, but the Ramah throws in the Hema Bayis Echad, there's one house here. That in this case, there's one house. So, what does that mean? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, of Katan Nun Gimel, Avalim Hem Bishnei Botim, but if there's two houses, oh, Shabayis Echad Choluk Mitocho, and they each have the one entrance to the Rishus HaRabim, so Aval Pishayim Shalodim Echad, Tzorech la'adlik b'shtei and mishum chashad, because it looks like two people are living there. Sheyachlu sheshnei b'nei adam doren sham. So the Shar HaTzion says that you're right. The anshei ir will realize that there's one person living there, and he lit neiros Chanukah. But if there's two houses or there's two diras there, so that the anshei iro, we can't assume that they know that there's still only one person living there. So they'll think that someone didn't light Ner Chanukah. So this extends the chashad. Beforehand, we said the chashad is we notice someone living there, and apparently he didn't light Ner's Chanukah. That's when it's on two sides. So we said if it's on one side, there's no such chashad. But now the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down from the Mogen Avraham, the Darkei Moshe, to be machmir in a slightly different case, where it's on one side, there's two entrances, but there's two houses there. So people would say, well, somebody didn't light Ner Chanukah. This is much less than the Machaber, right? This is like, they'll think somebody didn't light Ner Chanukah. They'll see someone did, but they'll think that someone didn't. But they're not really being Choshed a real person. They're being Choshed a mythical person. It's a two-family house. A two-family house. So they'll think that someone didn't light Ner Chanukah. Or there's two houses in the Chotzer, but they both belong to the same person. So, you know, they don't get into the intricacies of ownership. So they'll assume someone. So this is a much bigger chiddush to be Choshed for Chashad. Because they're not being Choshed a real person. They're being Choshed a mythical person. So, and that's why V'yesh Mekilim B'shesh Teim Shayachon Lo Demechad. Yesh Mekilim, that why should, you know, be afraid of, there's no real chashad. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. That's why the Ramah said what he said. But the main din is that when there's one person with two entrances, so they'll think he didn't light, that's a problem. If it's on one side, they'll see he did light, so there's not a problem. Bifnim Mamish, nowadays when we light for the inside, so Bifnim Mamish, the Mishnah Berurah interprets that there was a middle stage. I guess, I don't know, Bizman Hazeh, Shakul, I'm not sure what, the Mishnah Berurah like picks up on that lashon, not sure. Later on, you don't find these three periods of time, you only find two periods of time. But upon him, here the Mishnah Berurah says there was a Zman HaTur, where they were madlik by the door, but on the inside. So it was like a quasi Persume Nisa. So you would have to be afraid of Chashad also, he says. But now we're Bifnim Mamish. So we don't care about the Bnei Rishu Sarabim, let them think what they want. They don't think anything. I mean, they have no business thinking anything. They don't know if there is Chanukah being lit or not. It doesn't really stem this implication of the Mishnah Berurah that there were three Tkufos. Doesn't stem later when you learn about the Zman Hadlaka and the Ramah says something and it's a quote from the Tur, and here, like the Ramah says later, that totally Zar Gam Bizman Hazeh, to light at the time of the Gemara. Bizman Hazeh. So the Bir Halacha says the reason totally Zoyer is because we light by the door, so it's a quasi Persume Nisa. But according to the Mishnah Berurah we just learned, you can't interpret the Ramah to have meant that, because the Ramah is in a third Tekufa when you lit Bifnim Mamish. So I don't know, that's like a steer in Mishnah Berurah. But I'll go upon it, it's not really Nogea so much in Yoneinu, because now it would be Bifnim Mamish, as we call it. The equivalent of not Bifnim Mamish, you know, let's say we light by a window, but it's more than 20 Amos high. So you say, okay, but something is there for Bnei Rishus Harabim. Like someone, you know, you see it, but okay. Nowadays, let's say we light outside, and there are people, let's say, who do the mitzvah mamish. They're b'chal not interested in inside. They want to do the mitzvahs in its pristine form. You light for the Bnei Rishus Harabim, and that's all. So why don't we pick up on this chashash thing, even if you put it in the window? As I say, so you could say, well, we're lighting for Bnei Habayis, but we're chapping around Bnei Rishus Harabim. But if the focus of the mitzvah is Bnei Rishus Harabim, we have to be worried about Chashad. So why aren't we worried? The Terence is that Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael nowadays is very fragmented, and everybody lights at a different time. This one holds you light by Shkia, this one holds you light by Tzeis, and the whole spectrum in between. And then some people hold the better of lighting in the house, by the window. Some people light by the door. Then there's the Chazanish people, right? You don't light by the door of the Chotzer, it's not really a Chotzer. So they light by the Cheder HaMadregot for the people in the house. Some people hold, no, there's no such takona to light. So everybody lights when they want, everybody lights where they want. So it's not Chaya Chashad. You see someone without Neros Chanukah in the window, you'll say he's lighting at the door. If he's not at the door, you'll say he's lighting in the window. That's one svara, two svaras. There's another svara that if you would have two windows, so, and you went to the Rav to say, which window should I light in? So he would say light where there's more of a rabbit. Right? One's open to Yarkon and the other one's open to Luz. Right? You say, oh, Luz has more traffic, more people walking, I don't know. Whatever. You would pick the one with more persumenisa. There's a strong svara that the whole case of Chashad is when they're both equal. So someone says, oh, he's not lighting Neres Chanukah. But if there's a clear halachic factor that says which one to light by, so there wouldn't be chashad. You're lighting where there's more pesumei nisa. Or I would tell people to light where the bnei bayis, let's say which window. So you want to say by the window where the bnei bayis will see it also, chaperein the bnei bayis also. Kitzur, there's so many different factors nowadays that the whole issue has been rendered moot. Also nowadays, we don't care what people think about us. So. The truth is, I question the whole... I want to say something a bit radical now, maybe. It's wonderful that we went back to lighting for Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but I question if there would ever be a takona of lighting for Bnei Rishus HaRabim if most of the traffic was in cars, not pedestrians. People in cars don't see Neres Chanukah, they fly by. And if most of the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, and I think it's safe to say that most of the Bnei Rishus HaRabim are going by in vehicles, and they barely could see, they can't really see the Neres Chanukah, not even pedestrians. So, like, is there really an inyan to light for Bnei Rishus HaRabim if most of them aren't there? Let's say most of Bnei Rishus HaRabim, the whole point is that, also, I question, you know, with the Zman Hadlaka nowadays because of electric lights, and I'm serious because these halachas, even the later ones, were written all before the things I'm talking about, where most of traffic was in cars, and where electric lights changed people's lives, and people, like, the day starts at Shkia. Like, no, nobody's outside, nobody's Kolor Regelman Ashuk. What, you gotta be kidding me? Kolor Regelman Ashuk! Is, let's say, when Channel 5 announces, do you know where your children are? 10 o'clock p.m. That's when it's called a regomen ashuk. Or, you know, that's really like, the whole thing now is kind of strange to, like, even if you say nowadays, but there's an inyan to be makbid to light when Chazal say so. I'm not even so sure why. I mean, I do it, don't get me wrong, I'm not, don't stone me to death, but I'm not sure why. Then, that's when you had the traffic in the street, and after that it was kolor regelman ashuk. You know why? It was pitch black outside. People didn't go outside, it was dangerous. You had Liston, you had, like Ayalon Park, you had Liston, you had, it was dangerous. You would fall in a pothole, it was pitch black, you didn't see anything. Nowadays, I don't know, people are walking around, but they're in cars anyway. Maybe you say rush hour, when people are going home, that's when you should light. When you have most of the traffic of people going home. People are going home to light Chanukah with, right.
Have you seen anybody nicer?
What?
Have you seen anything nicer that says that people
are going to have been expanded in our society? I've heard it, B'Shem Rav Yosher Ben, that it could be Me'ikar Hadin. You have to light till 10 p.m., the way I'm saying. But that you certainly can't say.
Yeah,
they have the Kollel Seder. So it's not that they don't have to say. Oh. You don't need a Miri. It says Beferish. You don't have to, Mikra did nowadays, you don't have to be Makbid to lighten the Zman of the Gemara.
Apparently there's a Miri who actually says this far.
You don't need the Miri. You have the Ramah. You could easily make a case according to the Ramah that it's only totally Zohar b'zman hazeh. Certainly according to the Bir Halacha that was the Zman of the tour. So you could certainly make a good case not to be Mevatel second Seder and to light later. Especially if you're not lighting for Bnei Rishus HaRabim at all. The people in Yeshiva light in the dining room. So they're all together. So there's really almost pointless to light during the Zman. You know, Tov Lizor against a Bittel Torah Derabim, you can make a very good case mitzad this. I meant L'chumra L'chumra, I heard B'Shem Rav Yosher Ben Soloveitchik, that you have to light, it has to last until 10 p.m. because that's Tichle Regel Menashuk nowadays. So you, if you...
Screw up. It's not from not only from Rabbi Yosef Ben. The Britzker Rav used to call once a year the movie theater. Rabbi Yosef Schwartz told us this.
Yeah.
The Britzker Rav used to call the movie theater that was near where he lives. Edison Movie Theater. When did the last show end? And he put enough oil in it until the end of that.
Okay. I thought he wanted to know when to go out on Friday night with Rav Amram Blau to yell at the people. That's the famous theater that has been sold now to Satma. The Satma Hasidim bought it to make a housing project. Infamous, because that was the site of many battles, and now it's sold to the Satma Hasidim. Okay. Yeah, so that's that. Okay, should we have to go? That's it.